Hopefully we'll finish today this sugya of Mu'ud L'Adam, Mu'ud L'Behema, and then we'll continue on the Gemara tomorrow. So we saw the Tosis, Yibar Maschel Moshe Agavucha Kamash Malan, the two explanations Tosis offers to work out our sugya within Rav Papa. Rav Papa holds later Daf Lamed Zayin that Mu'ud L'Mino is not Mu'ud L'She'enu Mino, Mu'ud L'Adam Lavi Mu'ud L'Behema, Stama, we don't assume that it's a Mu'ud for anything but what we've established, what we see. And here we have in the Gemara the point that the Gemara makes that it's a harder thing for a shor to gore an Adam than to gore a behema, lashon negifa is by behema, lashon negicha by Adam, to tell me that mu'ad la'adam havi mu'ad la'behema, mu'ad la'behema havi mu'ad la'adam. How does that square with our papa? Our papa says before us, mu'ad la'adam is not mu'ad la'behema, and mu'ad la'mino is not mu'ad la'she'enu mino. So what's the special din of our Gemara? That Adam to Behemah for sure is okay to me, Mu'ud, but Mu'ud to Behemah, Mu'ud to Adam. It's anyway the case that Mu'ud to Mino is not Mu'ud to She'enu Mino, so it's not special din from Mu'ud to Behemah not being Mu'ud to Adam. And to the contrary, Mu'ud to Adam is not Mu'ud to Behemah. So how do you square our sugya with Rav Papa? So Tosfos has two explanations. Answer number one, what we're trying to accomplish in both of these answers is to try to work out that even Rav Papa, we can figure out a case where a papa would not assume that the minim are discriminated between one min and the other. Rav Zvid, of course, is perfect. Rav Zvid says that automatically mu'ud for one min is a mu'ud for other minim. And specifically here, it's different because behema to Adam is a different level. How do we get to that point within Rav Papa? How do we get to Rav Papa case, a nafgamina, that Rav Papa would agree that the shor is not discriminating, and yet here specifically from behema to Adam we have a special din that it doesn't become mu'ud from behema to Adam. Says Tosis in answer number one, the case would be if it was goring three different animals, where the Gemara says shor chamar v'gamol, it's a mu'ud for all minim, mu'ud l'kol, because it shows that it does all different animals, and in that case a papa would agree that it's mu'ud for everything, and yet in that case, it would not be a mu'ud la'adam, even though you might say an adam is another min. No, it's not just another min, it's a different level. This is negifa, this is negicha. It takes a lot more to do adam than to do behema. And therefore, that's the nafgamina in our case of our Gemara. Meanwhile, we were able to glean from the words of Tosis, the Rosh Hashanah's Medaik, this as well, that were I to include adam within the three, so then Tosis would hold, it would be a mu'ud la'adam. Once you see that Adam is part of the three, so then the same way, it's a mu'ud for all the minim, so the minim would include the Adam. So our Gemara is talking about, it was a mu'ud, meaning it gored three different types of the animals, and the special din, a mu'ud l'behema, mu'ud la'adam, is it doesn't become mu'ud from that to Adam. If Adam was one of the three, it would be a mu'ud la'adam. That we saw a machlokes rishonim about, Muki Yosef and the Bino Peret, they assume that if you just have one time Adam and two other Minim, that would not be Mu'ad La'adam. That would not make Mu'ad La'adam. It would be Mashrim to make it Mu'ad La'behema, but it would not be Mu'ad La'adam. How do you read the Gemara according to Bino Peret? Mu'ad La'adam have Mu'ad La'behema, meaning if it gored what? Three times Adam, that would be mu'ud l'behema. But if it mu'ud l'behema, we'll have mu'ud l'adam, meaning if it was what? If it was one time Adam, it's mashlim to make a mu'ud l'behema, but would not make it enough to be mu'ud l'adam. So what we wanted to say so far within this machlokes, this is like a separate point that we notice here within Rabbeinu Peretz, Muki Yosef versus Tosfos. Do we say it's a mu'ud la'adam if it was one time Adam and two other minim? So we wanted to say this halacha of mu'ud la'behema and mu'ud la'adam, what does it mean? Does it mean that in a case like this, we're basically back at the same level like we'd have Rav Papa if he was goring three times one min, and we say it doesn't make it a mu'ud for anything besides what we saw? And so, in terms of the case here as well, mu'ud l'behema, lavi mu'ud l'adam, means I cannot establish with certainty that level now of mu'ud l'adam. The same way I can't establish with certainty any other min besides what I have. If I see three times shor, I can't establish chamor, gamo, anything else. So it is over here. If I have mord l'behema, I can't establish mord l'adam. Could it be? Yeah, it could be. I have something that indicates it, but it's not strong enough of an indicator. Rav Zvid says it's strong enough of an indicator. Rav Papa says it's not. So too over here, mord l'behema has something of an indication that it could potentially gored adam, but it's not enough to establish that halacha, that chazaka. That's one way to think about it. Alternatively, I could say that no, it's different. It's not just about that I don't have enough to establish chazaka for adam. I have no indication. From behema, it's not even an indicator for adam. There's no drara, there's no cause to think about possibly it could go on adam. It's a whole different world. This could be the issue. According to Tosfos, what would Tosfos hold? If the issue of mud l'behema of mud l'adam is that it's just back to the level that I can't establish definitively that it's becheskas mod l'adam, in the same way I can't establish to extrapolate from shore to anything else. If all I saw was shore, so my mod l'behema, I can't extrapolate to get to adam. If that's the pshat, then when would that be true? If it was shore hamar v'gamal, I can't extrapolate to adam. What if I put adam in the mix? So then, of course, if I see it, it even does adam. So then I have every reason to say the same way I can extrapolate to other meaning when I see shor chamar v'gamo, it doesn't discriminate. It's only if I have shor, I can't go beyond shor. Even though it could be, but I can't say becheskas anything else. But once I go beyond shor, I can establish for all those meaning and beyond. So if I put adam in the mix, now already it's chamud l'adam, that's tosis. However, what would have been a parrot in Muki Yosef hold? That it's not just that I have an indicator, but it's not enough to create a chazaka for adam. Rather, mu'ad l'behema, mu'ad l'adam means it's like I have nothing. I have no evidence. I have nothing here to point adam. If there's nothing to establish adam. Behema and adam are two different worlds. Therefore, just the fact that I can add one time adam is not going to help me. Because on my side, I have not established a mu'ad l'adam just because I have one time adam. I have nothing in Mu'ad l'behema that tells me it could do adam. So now I have one time adam, good. So that doesn't tell me Mu'ad l'adam anymore. I need three times adam. You know, I have zero to start with. It's not like I have something and I just need more confirmation about it. So then Tosfos would hold, oh, if I put adam in the mix, and that's already shatters the hesitation that I have to extrapolate. No, you see adam's there. But if I have nothing to work from, so then I can't build a chazak adam just because adam is one of the three. That was the first thing that we noted in terms of this machokas. Once we're holding by this machokas, let's just take it a step further, and then we'll go to Rabbeinu Menachem and Tosfos, the second explanation. L'maisa, there's something else to think about in this machokas, Muki Yosef and Rabbeinu Peretz versus Tosfos. What we have here is interesting. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, if I have shor, chamor, v'adam. So what have I established? I can't establish mu'ad l'adam, even though adam was one of the three. Right? So we gave an explanation why that would be. But what can I do? I can use the negicha v'adam to be mashlim, to create status of mu'ad for behema. Interesting. In other words, shor, chamor, v'adam is a mu'ad l'behema. That's how he reads. That's how he reads the Gemara, right? Rabbeinu Peretz says that when it says in the Gemara, if we're asking you how does it read in the words of the Gemara? Hacha Mairi is Naga Shorcha Marva Adam, according to Rabbeinu Peretz. The Papa agrees that he moved the Behema, because even Shorcha Marva Gamos moved the Behema. The Afagav Nemud Mizayin Nemud Shemenacher Mehani Shnei Minim Achirim LaHashkem Asos Nemud LeKol Behemos Nemkein Hecha the Adam of the Echad Min Aminim Mehani Hashkem Aso LaAsos Nemud LeKol Behemos Kimi the Adam Isri Mazle Tfei. So Nemud LeAdam Having Nemud LeBehema means what? According to Rabbeinu Peretz, if I have not Nemud LeAdam three times Adam, if I have Adam as part of the three, it's a Nemud LeBehema. But it's not mu'ad l'behema. That which I established, that's mu'ad l'behema by virtue of what I just said. Whether it be three behemos or adam and two behemos. It's not mu'ad l'adam. So But what's interesting is the following. I understand why it can be Mordu Adam with one Negich of Adam and two Behema. I understand. We just gave an explanation for that. But Mimma Nefshach. How can I still use the Negich of Adam to create the presumption of Cheskas Mordu Behema? That's what I want to understand. B'chayru, what's the pshat? I see one time Adam. How do I look at that? How do I understand that Negich of Adam? Is that significant? Do I attach significance to it or not? Does it indicate that the animal has a tendency to go Adam? Or do I look at it and say, nah, it's just a fluke, it's a mikveh, it just happened, I can't carry any weight. I can't make any conclusions from this. L'chayra manafshach. If you tell me that the mud, the negich of Adam does indicate the quality of nakhanus for Adam, then it should be mud for Adam, because I have my proof right here. If I just look at it and say, no, it doesn't carry any weight. It's just a mikra. So if it's a mikra, I should do away with it entirely. I should be left with only two negichos to reckon with to establish mud l'behema, because this negich of Adam doesn't count for anything. How is it that I can count it vis-a-vis behema and not for Adam? So let's see. So l'chor, what does this seem to point to? What question? This is the famous chakira that a lot of the achronim of Shimon, Shkap, and others, Steibler, they all try to bring a chakira out and say this is really the issue in our situation here. Can the mu'ad la'adam, the mitzdarif to behema, even though it can't create the status of mu'ad la'adam? What is halacha of three times mu'ad? So the way they like to say, the raid, they say, is it a simon or is it a siba? We spoke about this right after Yontif. What does it mean? Is the pshat, Lashon HaRambam, for example, in the beginning of Niske Mamon, when he talks about mu'ad, in Halacha Dalet, Aleph Dalet, Osa Maisa Shidarko Sosu Tamid Hu Nikra Mu'ad, V'Mishana V'Osa Maisa She'in V'Ach Komino Lassos Hu Nikra Tam. V'Zeh Mishana, this Tam, so to speak, this Mishana, Im Hurgal B'Shinuya Pa'amim Rabos, Nasa Mu'ad L'Osa Davashel Hurgal Bo. The Lashon Rambam is Hurgal Bo, sounds to me that the actual experience of being nogeach multiple times creates a new teva. In other words, that's what siba means. Mu'ad means you've created a new hergel. You do something enough times, habit becomes second nature. So the negicha itself trains the animal to do that which it's doing those many times. That's one way to understand mu'ad. It's a siba. It creates a new hergel. The other way to think of that mu'ad is not a siba, but a simen. It's an indicator of what is its essential nature. Now, when I see this now three times, I know that this is obviously not a mikra, it's obviously something which is part of its inborn or innate nature. That would be the idea of saying it's a simen. What do I have over here? This could be a very interesting litmus test. Adam, shor v'chamor. Does it become a mu'ad la'adam? Can it be mashlim of behema? What's our question? Rabbeinu Peretz says it's mashlim of behema, but it's not. Doesn't create mu'ad la'adam until you have three times adam. So where do we have a problem? If the pshat of mu'ad is that it's a simen that this is the animal's nature, then our question is very valid. Manafshach. What do I make of this one nekichas adam? What is it? Is it a mikra? Then it should throw it out completely. Then it should be not counting toward anything. Then it should be only two negichas of behema. If I say that it's not a mikra, then why am I splitting it? He's saying like, oh, it's been ogeya that it had in it the level of negichas behema is not a mikra. The fact that it was to the level of Adam, that's fluke. But manafshach. I mean, either I count it, either it counts to something, either I weigh what I saw and I say this is a real indicator of something, then it indicates everything that it shows. It should indicate Adam too. If the inyan of three times mu'ad is to show the animal's nature, so then l'chayra, this one gichas Adam should be enough to establish mu'ad la'adam. If I tell you no, because it was only once Adam, so say, oh, that doesn't count for anything, that just could be this particular, you know, negicha was out of the ordinary. It's not really its nature. So then why do I count it for behema? Like, insofar as the level negicha behema, it counts for something. I view it as something. But the extra fact that it was other, that's a nikra. Hard to separate. Hard to separate. So manafshach. So the answer is, maybe we'll have to explain more differently. Mu'ad is not about a simen, but this is the nature. Mu'ad is about hergo, becomes the nature. So what have I established here? Since within a negicha of an adam is already the, within that becham ha'saymana, there's already the level negicha of behema, just more than that. So, but besides the one time negicha adam, was only two times negicha behema, so the hergo that's been created here through the three negichos, shorcha, marva, adam, has only achieved what level hergo that I can now come away with? What hergo have I established with this shor? Only negich, the level of behema. Because one, two, shorcha, mar, and adam, which is that plus more. But in terms of the level that it takes to train the animal to have the aggressiveness to be goring an adam, I only have one time to work with them. So therefore, I can create the status of Mu'ad based on Hergel for Adam, but I could still use the Negichas Adam to Mitzdarif, to be Maskim Negicha Behem. That works beautifully if I understand Mu'ad from the level of what? Of being a Siba of Hergel as opposed to a Sim. This is the type where Rav Shimon and many Achronim want to say this would be in Machokas in terms of whether I could use the Negichas Adam to Maskim Behem or not. A second Avram. And this is what they like to bring, again, with the shiur that we had a week ago. So in terms of the problem is going to be Rabbeinu Peretz being on the wrong side of the issue, okay? This is the issue. The problem, Kuf Yudalit in Arachayim, at least the way one way to understand Rabbeinu Peretz, depending how you understand Rabbeinu Peretz's argument. So we have the issue of Mashiach Baruch within 30 days, and to be able to go and say 90 times right away, Shmini Atzeres, Mashiach Baruch, Machayim B'chesed, 90 times. Kalvachomer is a bit Maram Rutenberg. If you could become a Mu'ad over time, three negichas in 3 days. Rav Meir says you can certainly have three negichas in 1 day. So if you want to create the hergo of the person's tongue, of the language, to come out and say Mashiach Baruch over 30 days, 90 tefillos, you can certainly do it 90 times at once, concentrated. Fret Rabbeinu Peretz, but you can't compare that. That the issue of Sharmur to Tefillah. What does he mean to ask? One pshat of Beit Yosef says is you can't compare because when you're saying in Tefillah, you're saying the whole first bracha of Avos, followed by Atagibor. It's different than if you're just saying some words in the abstract, not as part of the larger Tefillah, and you're saying just Machal Kachaim or Machaim Esimata. That's one way to learn pshat. Okay, good. So it's a local machlokas in terms of whether you can compare the saying of 90 times as part of a larger Shemon Esrei, beginning with the beginning of Shemon Esrei, and just taking a selection. But the other pshat that Beis Yosef quotes there in Kofi Yudalit, why Rabbeinu Peretz argues in Rutenberg, he speaks b'shem Ari Obuav, seems to be that you can't compare Shor HaMu'ad to this. Because Shor HaMu'ad is the pshat that you have now figured out that this is the nature of the Shor. The Shor's nature is, it's a sin that the nature of the Shor is to be a Nakh. So what does that have to do with what you were dealing with over here? So you can extrapolate that the simen of the shore, the shore is a nakhan, by three negichas in 1 day, kavachomer from the fact that you can establish and discover and realize that this is the nature of the shore for three negichas in 3 days. But he was talking about something else. He was talking about not simen, but siba, hergo. Here talking about creating a new hergo to be able to know that you have now, when you say these words, you're going to come out with Mashiach Baruch right after the words Rav Lo Hoshia. So that has no basis in the Din HaShor HaMu'ad. That's how someone will learn. Rabbeinu Peretz says Hasag on Maram Rudnik. That's Maria Abuav quoted by Beis Yosef. No, what would that suggest? That tells Rabbeinu Peretz is of the opinion that what is HaShor HaMu'ad? You can't learn from HaShor HaMu'ad to Mashiach Baruch because HaShor HaMu'ad is an issue of indicating what is the nature of the Shor, which is Simen. And here we're saying that it's going to be mashlim lebehema, not la'adam. That only works if you assume that it would be a siba. If it's a simen, then clearly I see that it has the nature for adam. Adam is one of the three. Bechlal, this is a big tool. We talked about it. That shir. There's a lot of makoros in this question. L'maisa, the Gemara in Chagiga, we mentioned Gemara Chagiga, but also the Gemara Yevamis seems to suggest that it's a simen. The Gemara in Yevamos there, Samachay, compares Sharamur three times to other chazakas such as Vestis or Katlanis, a woman whose husband passed away. And another time, if she can't have children, seemingly over there we're talking about an indicator of a simon of what is the nature of this woman, what's the nature of the cycle. And the Gemara says if machokas two or three times is a chazaka, machokas tanayim, and the raya that three times is the number because of sharam wood. No, what is that Gemara mashma? What is sharam wood? It's a simon. Yeah. So that's a Gemara. So I leave you with a question. Okay, it's interesting chakira. It's a lot to think about. What we began to suggest as an answer then, that shir, and I think that could solve our problem, Beinu Peretz himself, is that it's not as stark a distinction as we're making it, simen siba, because even simen doesn't have to mean a simen that it always had that nature, be'etzer. Simen means that, again, not siba that it created the hergel, but simen that a change has occurred and has been occurring. In other words, it's a simen not on me'ikara, what was, but it's a simen that a process is in motion. Siba means it is creating, it is a causation. Siba, it's causation. It becomes now melumad to gore, because it gore three times, it becomes now trained. Simen means it's an indication that it has the nature, but not it had the nature from the beginning. That the nature has been changing, and therefore at this point, it has now arrived at that new transformation. Not that this has created it, but this is an indicator of the change. See, once you say that, then there's room to start working the Gemara Yevamos, and that's not a contradiction necessarily, because you could say the change happened at a later point, but it's happening over time. And with Rabbeinu Peretz over here as well, you could say that, yeah, there's a change, but maybe it hasn't completely changed over yet. It's only been one time, an Adam. So I know there's a change happening, but who says it's been, the change has totally come full circle, full, to the fullest manifestation. So it's a simen of a tahalich, of a process. So it's sort of like simen, but not simen of, something that's locked in, but a simen on a process that's been unfolding. That's the derech, I think, the gisha you can take to try to work some of this out. But this is like, again, it's a separate inyan to discuss this issue of that's mashlim for behema, but not for Adam, and this famous chakira and some of the mekoros that we mentioned. Avram from before, yeah.
I was just going to ask, is it not possible to say, even if we're saying siman means like if you almost on the side that it's, you see it but it's not enough to establish mud. So like, can we say like to the extent that it's to attack an Adam is like a bigger deal? So when the shore attacked two times Behema and two times Adam, like we can't say it's a siman enough for Adam. Like all we could go.
I understand. Ari said this last time, and I don't think it's so appealing. I hear what you're saying. I'll tell you what you're saying. You're saying that the mikra that I attribute the negicha to is not on the negicha as a whole, but it's on the fact that it went the extra mile and did it to Adam. In other words, so I can count it as a part of the normal tendency of the shor as not a mikra insofar as the behema component of this negicha. I don't like it. Can I tell you? I hear it. I can say the words. To me, it feels like manafshach. If you're gonna see it's a mikra, then it's a mikra. If it's not, then it's not. You know, splitting it this way, it's, I don't hear it so well. But I can say over what you're saying. And not like, that's what they're telling you. Maybe you guys agree with them. I don't know. But, two very people machav into it. So it's not stam. I don't hear it so well. But I'll come on. This is all within teretz number one of Tosfos to try to work out Rav Papa with our sugya. Again, our sugya establishes more lo adam, havi mod lo behema. More the behema lo havi more the adam. That's too much of a leap to go from behema to adam. My nafkamina, Rapapa, anyway says that at every min you can't go beyond that min. More the adam, you can't go behema either. So what's going on in our gemara? More the havi more the behema. Rapapa says otherwise. More the behema lo havi more the adam. Yeah, one min is also not a more to another min. Answer is, the nafka mina would be three different meaning, which would make you a mu'ud for everything. And here we say, but not from behemah to adam. That's answer number one. Rav Menachem comes with another approach that again is trying to work the same issue out, that here we can talk about Rav Papa agreeing that the minim are not discriminated, not distinguished between. How could that be? If we talk about chazar, talk about undoing the status of mu'ud to go back to be a tam. So where would Rav Papa agree that without this new halacha, mu'ud l'behema, lavi mu'ud l'adam, and to the contrary, mu'ud l'adam havi mu'ud l'behema, where would that be if Rav Papa always says that from one min you become a mu'ud to the other min? The answer is in terms of reversing. Once you've established a mu'ud for everything, you've established it, it gores everything three times, you've already established, it's Shochem Adam, whatever the Shochem Gam, whatever, you know it's a mu'ud for everything. Now it exhibits indications that it seems to be reversing that process insofar as one min. So here, here's where the Gemara relates to mu'ud l'adam havi mu'ud l'behema, which I think is again that's the given. And on the other hand, the chidush being mu'ud l'behema lavi mu'ud l'adam, namely says Rabbeinu Menachem, mu'ud l'adam havi mu'ud l'behema means that the chazara behema doesn't count. The fact that it's still a mu'ud l'adam means that it has to remain a mu'ud l'behema. We don't give credence to the indication that it seems to be not goring behemos now for several times, but I'm not going to acknowledge there's been any change for behema because it's still becheskas mu'ud l'adam. That prevents there being a din of more of reversing mu'ud l'behema, so it remains a mu'ud l'behema. But on the other hand, and this is the chiddush point, the first part is not a chiddush. The first part apparently would also hold. This is what we read into Tosis. If it was Shorcham Marvigamo, and it exhibits an indication of Chazara for one of those meaning, so would it count for anything? Would it be a Chazara from Chamor, from Gamo? The answer is no. If it's still a Mu'ud for the other meaning, so you cannot separate the fact that it's still Mu'ud for the other meaning keeps and is Ma'akev the Chazara of the other meaning. No, Rav Papa agrees that the meaning are all intertwined. Becoming a mu'ad, Rav Papa says, becoming a mu'ad three times one min doesn't make you a mu'ad for the other min. So that's where our kasha starts. A mu'ad l'adam is not mu'ad l'behema. Our Gemara says otherwise. The answer is we're talking about chazara. In terms of chazara, Rav Papa agrees that the minim are intertwined. So mu'ad l'adam would be mu'ad l'behema. In other words, being a mu'ad l'adam prevents a chazara from the mu'ad l'behema status. And by the same token, mu'ad l'shor prevents the chazar from any other min. It's all the same. Where do we say mu'ad l'adam buhavi mu'ad l'adam? If there's a chazara from adam, that can be valid. That can go forward. The mu'ad l'behema does not prevent the change in status that adam is no longer a mu'ad. That's the reading of the Gemara according to Rav Menachem. Yeah.
Shouldn't we say then that if you're closing from adam, then
No, because it's still becheskas. No, because that's the point. Since it's hard to go on Adam, so I can now say that the animal has unlearned and is reversed or is indicated that it's come to become less aggressive on that level of negicha. But the tendency of negicha is still within it. No, negicha is harder than negicha because the Torah says yigach by Adam and yigoth by behema. And Adam is limazla and behema less limazla. So therefore, all I can say now is that the mu'ad l'behema does not stop me from assuming, oh, the animal has now reversed itself for Adam, because Adam is a different level. It's the same basic picture. Adam is harder to gore. Adam is l'mazla. So in unlearning behavior, I can allow for the possibility that it's unlearning or has indicated that it has a different nature, or it's become different, whatever you want to say, Simon Siba, plug it in, for Adam, even though it's still mu'ud l'behema, because Adam is a different level. But the other way around, if it's trying to show that it's changing its nature for behema, but if it's still becheskes mu'ud l'adam, I don't assume that that's going to count for anything. And so to one min to the other. What comes out of something interesting. Comes out that whereas the same Rav Papa, who holds that becoming a mu'ud when I'm nogeach three times one min, I cannot go from there to establish cheskes muad from other min. Even if that min is adam, I don't go from there to behema. I don't go from shor to chamor, I don't go from adam to behema. That's in terms of becoming a muad. But when it comes to chazara, Rav Papa agrees that the minim are intertwined, and being becheskas one min, being becheskas adam, prevents you from becoming not a muad for behema. The only time that one thing doesn't keep the other thing from becoming reversed is muad behema lo havi muad adam. Muad behema doesn't prevent the chazara of adam. That's muad behema lo havi muad adam. That means the chazara of adam havi chazar, but the chazara of behema would not count because it's becheskas muad still adam. Now, Papa would agree that in terms of chazara, the minim are intertwined. Except here, behema to adam, it doesn't hold back the chazara of adam. That's the picture according to Rabbi Menachem. How do we understand that? Why is this true? In svara, in terms of the beginning process of becoming a muad, second, Rav Papa says, from one min, I can't go to sum muad to other min. From adam, I can't go to behema. When it comes to chazara, one min holds the chazara of the other min hostage. Adam will hold the other min hostage. What's the difference? To make the kasha stronger, to sharpen the kasha, let's bring Rabbi Kivager in. I'm just asking first in terms of Rabbi himself. What's the difference? Why in the beginning, to make a muad from one to the other, we go, you say, no, we're not going to be so quick to go from one min to the other. We're not going to go from Adam to Behemah. But yet, so they're not intertwined. The shore is seen as being machalik between one min and the other. But in terms of chazara, then the minim are intertwined, and one means cheskas muad prevents the other, except from muad lebehema to muad ladam, that the adam's chazara is a chazara. What's the difference? The Eger asked the kasha stronger, because this is Rav Papa. Rav Zvid is the one that has no problem with this sugya. Rav Zvid says that to begin with, muad lemin echad is a muad for another min. Right? Rav Zvi goes and says, the minim are intertwined from the beginning. If I have a cheskes muad for one, it translates to a muad for everything. And yet, the same Rav Zvi says later, in the Sugya Lamed Zayin, to learn Pshat in the Mishnah there, the Gemara has a kasha, had to work out the diuk of the Mishnah, the Gemara says that there's going on chazara, meaning in the case, it was a muad l'adam and l'behema, and it was chozer from what? From what? From behema, you might think that being a muad l'adam would prevent the chazar of behema from taking effect. Kamas malon, says the Gemara, the muad l'behema, sorry. That being a muad l'adam doesn't prevent the chazara, the reversal of muad l'behema. Says Rabbi Kibbe Eger, we're dealing here seemingly with svaros hafuchos. Why make, first of all, Tosus' point is against the Gemara. Because Tosus is saying that muad, that being a muad l'adam prevents chazar from behema, the Gemara says opposite. Elamai, this is Rav Papa. This is wearing a pshat na Gemara like Rav Papa. And that's Rav Zvid. No, but Rav Zvid is the one who's quicker to establish that the minim are intertwined. Being a muad from one makes you already a muad for all the minim. And yet, when it comes to chazara, a chazara mibehema, even when it's becheskes muad l'adam, counts for chazara. And Rav Papa, who's slower to start making the minim intertwine with each other, he says, muad l'min zeh is not muad l'minachem, muad l'adam, muad l'adam, muad l'behema in the beginning, and yet you're telling me, Rav Menachem, that when it comes to chazara, muad l'behema, muad l'adam, havi muad l'behema means that the muad l'adam status prevents the chazara from behema, unlike Rav Zvid. It's only muad l'behema, muad l'adam, that the chazar d'adam is a chazar. But the chari of Menachem, you're making a svaros hafuchos, why do you have to do this? Stay with the first teretz of Tosfos. Why do you have to do this and make Rav Zvid and Rav Papa come on the opposite sides of something? Seemingly, Rav Zvid is more quick to create a linking between the minim, and he still allows for chazar to go to work when it's chazar d'behema by itself. And Rav Papa is going to hold, no, I'm holding him tighter, I'm not going to let the chazar of behema work when it's muad l'adam. Only the other way around, muad l'behema muad l'adam is a chazar, the adam of a chazar. What's going on?
Once you're muad for both, it's not about the connection of the meaning. It's about aggression required, level of difficulty, and that's why one was holding down the other.
So, okay, the issue is not exactly the same issue, in that here we're talking about reversing the process. So what? Okay, but Lamaisa Rezvid is still quicker to go with the Chalos Muad, and yet he's willing to let it go afterwards. But Papa, he's slower to create the Cheskes Muad, and he's holding on to the Cheskes Muad at the end. Why should that be? You think it's not exactly the same issue. Okay, say that. But still, why create a Machokes when we don't have to? I mean, they're already far enough away in terms of creating Cheskes Muad. So why do you have to create now new Machokes the other direction? He's saying it's not exactly the same issue. Using words intertwined, but here's the issue of reversing. Say better. This is where the Shita comes in. The Shita Mekubetz says later, the Gilyan Tosis and the Shita. That really we're talking about two different situations. And we'll try to explain it, but let's give you the case. Namely, the case of the Gemara's Rav Zvid's, where Chazar de Behema Chazarahi, is based on the halacha of Cheskes Muad that was built on who? On Rav Zvid. Notice, what created the Cheskes Muad, l'kol, l'behema l'adam? The very fact that it gored Adam. Gored Adam. And did it gore behema? No. But what do I say? That Muad for one man is a Muad l'kol. So Rav Zvid was extrapolating based on his shita that I can assume that the animal is not machalik between one min and the other, because if it's goring one min, it would be Adam, it's going to automatically be a gore for others. That's in terms of creating the presumption of Muad. That's where the Gemara says Rav Zvid holds, but with Gabi Chazara, if the animal shows that it's distinguishing and not goring behema, even though it's becheskas Muad l'Adam based on the past record, but now it can establish that Gabi Behema, it's a Chazara, even though it's Becheskas Muad L'Adam. Because the whole Becheskas Muad L'Behema only came about because of the Stoma. The word of the Gemara was Stoma, Havimud V'She'enu Mino. Stoma means that this is what I'm going to assume. But if the animal is showing you now, displaying tendencies that it's not going to the other things, so now it can establish the Chazara for Behema. From that Stoma, it can take away the Becheskas that I thought I had. Masha'enkin Rapapa. Rapapa's halacha to get to the Muad L'kol, it's not enough to be a Muad L'adam by itself. How does it have to be a Muad L'adam with Behema according to Rapapa? It would have to be what? It would have to be going at Adam three times and Behema three times. Or for Tosis, Adam and Behema mixed together. But it has to establish that it is presumed that it's not Mechalik Ben Aminim, but it has to establish through its multiple Negichos that it's a Muad L'kol. So now, if it's established that it's a Muad L'kol based on its past performance, Zvir says Rav Papa, to reverse that presumption that had been created through real facts on the ground, not presumptions, but it actually displayed the Negichos for Adam and Behema separately, there a Chazar de Behema won't be enough. It's still Becheskas Muad L'Adam. In other words, the difference is, what's the case? How did it become a Muad L'Adam and L'Behema? Through Mistama? Who says that way, that it can become through Stama? Stama having Muad L'Zvid. So then, that's where we could say with the Zvid, that Chazar de Behema is sufficient even when it's Becheskas Muad L'Adam. Because now, and I'm giving a little bit of a hesper with the Mishita, but I think this is what it comes down to. Because it never, in the beginning with it, was only assuming that it doesn't discriminate. But now it's showing me it does discriminate. So now I say, Chazar de Behema, it's Chazari. Rav Papa was the other way around. I never wanted to say right away that it doesn't discriminate. I would say that it does discriminate. But now it showed you that it doesn't. It went ahead and did the Gicha separately for Adam and Behema. So now you want to say, oh, it changed its nature for Behema. No. Once I've established that it's considered to be a Muad for everything, so the Muad L'Adam keeps the Muad L'Behema from changing, from becoming reversed. So the chazara de behemah is not a chazara. The only thing is, where we could account for the chazara, that's our gemara, because negicha de adam is harder, because adam is limazla, so there chazara de adam, there a public breeze chazara. So that's the basic outline of what the Shita wants to say, why it's not a stira between the two gemaras. The gemara later is within Rav Zvid's formulation of mu'ad, which was only based on stama. So there we could say that it can reverse itself vis-a-vis behema, because it was only to begin with based on stama. But here, our gemara, we're discussing rapapa. Rapapa requires the mu'ad l'adam behema to come about through, not through a stama, through actual acting out on the negichas of both. There, Rapapa would say, chazar de behema lav chazari. The only exception is chazar de adam chazari.
Can we say, according to the Shita Mikudatas, that Rav Zvid's whole Shita is that he's guilty until proven innocent almost, so it's looser, when it comes to chazara, that according to Rapapa, he's you need to really prove that he's innocent.
I wouldn't say we're innocent and guilty exactly, but you're saying what we're saying, basically. You're saying what we're saying. If it's presumption to begin with, the presumption can be reversed based on the new evidence. You know, it's not l'mafreya. Let me clarify. It's not l'mafreya. In other words, it's mikana l'haba. But the presumption was taken until now. But it's based on presumption. It never did acting. It didn't do negichas for both, meaning for adam and behema. It's just that I was extrapolating. But now that it shows me going forward, not l'mafreya, going forward, that it's not acting that way for behema. So now I say, so for now, it's showing me that it does discriminate between Adam and behemoth. It doesn't gore behemoth. So Rav Zvid says, chazar v'im chazari. Rav Papa, it showed me that it doesn't discriminate. So I'm not impressed with this. Mu'ad l'adam means it's still a mu'ad for everything. If it's mu'ad l'adam, it's still mu'ad for behemoth. So the chazar de behemoth wouldn't be chazar. It goes to innocent as much as, was it based on a presumption? Or was it based on showing me that it doesn't discriminate, in which case it's much harder to reverse the process.
Because it's a much more mikro mu'edas sort of.
If the mu'edas came back through just, you know, speculative. Right. Yes. That's the shita. That's what the chilk is.
I had a hard time reading the shita, but it sounded like you were saying, at the end of the day, that really with Papa and Rizud, when it comes to Chazar, agree in all the different cases. Meaning,
at the very end, I don't want to see. He's saying, I'm just going to the first part of the shita. He asked further with the Gemara. I'm not sure exactly what he means. I looked at it a few times, but the first part of the shita, that paragraph.
Let's say, according to Rizvid, it would actually become more, it would gore behemoth three times at the end of the day.
Right.
So, would he be more dead to Rav Papa? And if that's the case,
could be. Okay. Based on what I'm saying, could be.
So, we're just, in terms of that, if that's been the case, it seems like, if anything, to that end, we're. Not that we're having sparse afuchos, but you'd think that the
machlokas. The cases are different. For Rav Zvid, the Gemara makes sense without Chazar and Chanami. Could Rav Nachum plug it into Rav Zvid in the case like you just said? Could be. If you say there's a machlokas in the case where Mamish did gore three times every min separately. But Lamaisa, you have an easier time with the Gemara for Rav Zvid. According to Rav Zvid, he's just congruent the Gemara Kipshuto, right? Because Rav Zvid holds that it's automatically mu'ud for She'en Amino. And therefore, the Gemara reads perfectly for Rav Zvid. The only problem was fitting the Gemara within Rav Papa.
So I understand part of Rav Kiri's caution was that you shouldn't have sfaras afuchos.
Right.
And according to that really did be moda in like the same cases. They agreed to one another. But I would think that also doesn't make so much sense. Because Rav Zvid and at the end of the day, Rav Zvid and Rav Papa have machlokes about, you know, about how something becomes moda and how moda works. So I would think that would spill over to some extent in terms of whether or not it could be chosen. I wouldn't say they're like 100% moda. Obviously, Rav Kiri's kasha was good in the sense that they should be the opposite.
Okay. Ma'aseh machokis is spelled out in the Gemara is Gabi becoming a moda. There's this shot to work out the Mishnah for Rizvid, which is what the Gemara says later, the Chazar de Behem Chazari. First glance, that's against our Tosfos. But again, upon further reflection, it could be that's only within the case of Rizvid himself, Lushitaso, that became a mu'ad based on stama, so that's when he said Pshat in the Mishnah the way he did. We're talking about two different languages here. We're talking within our Papa's language. It became a mu'ad through our Papa's method. So then it's a different story with Chazar. Yeah?
So just to clarify, according to the Gemara, this Gemara would only fit with
Papa. Again, we're both saying, don't lose Pasha Pshat here. What is the point of our Tosis? What is the whole point of this Tosis? Milsag of Kamas, based on the base of Kama. What is the agenda of Tosis? To work, the Gemara, I'm going to get to soon in a second, Rashi and the Rambam. Because our Gemara, at first glance, does not fit with one Amora of Daf Lamed Zayin, and that same Amora, keep in mind, is on Daf and Beis, earlier on the Amud. The whole Gemara is sort of working off of Rav Papa's statement of Todosein, Yesh Men Kayotze, Yesh Men Lav Kayotze. Then we don't want our Gemara to not go a little bit to Rav Papa. So Rav Zvid has no problem with reading this Gemara. Rav Zvid holds Muad LaAdam Havi Muad LaBehema, Muad LaMino Havi Muad LaSheinomino. And at the same time, that's only one direction. Beautiful Gemara. Nothing to talk about. No kashas. No issues. Beautiful Gemara. The problem is, what about Rav Papa? Rav Papa says, Mordu Adam, lo havi mordu behema. Mordu Shvarim is not mordu chamorim. So how could this Gemara say, Mordu Adam havi mordu behema, and it's a special din, mordu behema, mordu Adam. Rav Papa holds, any time you have a mord for 1 minute, it's not a mord for another minute, even Adam to behema. So what is the Gemara talking about? That's what starts our hotosis rolling. That's why you have to have one answer and another answer. For a Zvid, everything is good. The Ravid on this Gemara has the same kasha. And he says, you know what? Apparently, our Gemara is Shaloka Rav Papa. Okay. That's it. That's how he walks away from this Gemara. Pasach HaKasa B'negifah Zu'enegifah Da-da-da. Yeah, the last words of the Ravid. V'nafgamina L'mod L'behema Havimod L'adam Havimod L'behema U'delokera Papa. And nevertheless, Halacha Kavase. He looks at this Gemara. He says, yeah, delokera Papa. Yeah.
It seems like according to the way Rabbeinu Menachem is reading the Gemara, we have to insert like huge paragraphs in between the words of this Gemara in order to.
Let's read the words. The Kodesh Menachem. Let's take it again. Muad la'adam. Let's see. Muad la'adam. Havi muad la'behema. Let's tie the words well. Muad la'adam. Let's take the word. Muad la'adam to the extent that it's still becheskas muad la'adam. Havi muad la'behema. It remains. Mu'ad la'behema, in other words, we don't give credence to the indications of chazara for behema. It's still mu'ad la'behema. But mu'ad la'behema, that which is becheskes mu'ad la'behema, doesn't keep it and have it remain as a mu'ad la'adam. The chazara to adam goes forward.
Yeah, it's not counter to push up shot.
No,
that's it,
okay.
You have to change the words, but
he's trying to find a nafgamina within Rav Papa. It's like the Gemara's words are conceptual, and that's maybe say that way, but the application will have to be in this case, because otherwise it's anyway going to be it's going to be different.
I would say cryptic.
Okay. Said it. Both sides. The last thing I want to focus on, because I want to go back to tomorrow, B'li Neder, is the Rambam and Rashi. In other words, let's go back to Rashi, for example. We're going to say something in Rashi, which I think the Rambam can help for, although it's not exactly what we'll see in the Rambam, but it's me'ain what we're going to see in the Rambam. Namely, if you look at Rashi, what impression you get about this issue that was spelled out in Tosfos? Rashi doesn't seem to mention a papa of Zvid. He doesn't talk about three different behemos at all, right? Muad la'adam, having muad la'behema, muad la'behema, muad la'adam, three different animals, doesn't say that, right? No indication. Chazara, doesn't say a word about Chazara. How do you square a papa with Agamar? So let's come back to Rashi in a second. What about the Rambam? The Rambam never brings this Gemara that says Muad LeBehema Lavi Muad LeAdam. In terms of Nezikin, the Rambam never says it. Never really says it at all. So why not? So the simple answer could be because we just saw Ravid. That it's not Nogea, this Gemara is not Nogea. It's only a little bit of Rav Zvid that we could talk about this Halach. Because according to our Papa, Muad la'adam is not Muad la'behema, Muad la'minzeh is not Muad la'minaches, so there's no nafgamina from this Gemara. So the Rambam does in fact pass like our Papa, so beautiful. So we just go with that. The Rambam says in Hilchos Niske Mamon, right, Vav, Ches, Shor Shul Muad la'mino, Harizeh Eina Muad la'she'eino mino. Okay, there you have it. Who does he hold like? Our Papa. Mu'ad la'adam, hu'ad la'adam, ena mu'ad la'behema. Okay, so why didn't the Rambam bring this Gemara, mu'ad la'behema, lavi mu'ad la'adam? Because the Rambam holds mu'ad la'adam, lo lavi mu'ad la'behema. So there's no practical enough community in this Gemara, because the Rambam holds like Rapap. So at this point, good, we have a Ravid that says it too, Chidushi Ravid. This Gemara is the Loka Rapapa. So the Rambam doesn't bring the Gemara. Hold your horses, Rabosa. That's one Rambam. That's Perek Vav Halacha Ches, right? What happened to the other Rambam? Where's the other Rambam? Perek, where was it? Perek Yud. Perek Yud. Perek Yud talks about Shor Shehemis in Yoni Kofer. Listen to this Rambam over here. Halacha Gimel. The Rambam talks about the case of Chiyuv Kofer after the Shor kills a person three times. So then it won't just be the first time already the Shor has to be put to death. Sokol Yisokol HaShor. But now already there's a Chiyuv Kofer after three times. But the Kasha is, it's the Gemara's Kasha. The Rambam is speaking out the Gemara's Kasha in the Malif. Ho v'cho behema chayev v'ov shahargu adam niskolin. Who else asks this Kasha? Rashi. Rashi and Aramid asks this Kasha, right? If you kill the Shor for killing the Adam, you stone the Shor, hech yimatzei mu'ad larog atzi yishamu ba'olav es ha-kofer. How can you have the case that chiyuv kofer, which is after three times, that the Ba'olam has to pay kofer? And the answer is a couple of examples. Kigon shaharag shalosh goyim v'akacharag Yisrael. Because ha-mu'ad l'goyim harei mu'ad l'Yisrael. So you could have a case of that he wasn't put to death for the previous killings, but it can still be established as a mu'ad in terms of chiyuv kofer. Oh, Sharag Yisrael Trefa, Kach Harag Shalem. So the three times weren't Machayev, the Shar Beskila, because he only killed people at Trefa. But it does establish enough to create a Muad status for Kofer. Oh, Shaharagu Barach, Vaharagu Barach, Vaharagu Barach. It ran away, and then it was caught. V'chein, I'm seeking Shosha B'dayadim Ke'achad. All different Ukimtis, all coming from the Sugi Memalith. And guess what he continues with? Oh, Harag Shalosh behemos. The three previous times was not Machayev the Shor Skila because it killed behemos three times. And now it killed an Adam. And that's called a Muad for Adam, Begabi Chiyuv Kofer. Hareze Muad lahariga because it killed. It killed all these examples that we mentioned. Akum, Trefa, other cases, or Harak Shalosh behemos. It's a mu'ad lahariga, it killed. Uba'alu mishtamun esal kofer. Rabosai, what does the Rambam seem to be saying? Gabi kofer, what is he saying? Mu'ad lebehema? Havi mu'ad l'adam. The Rambam earlier said, like Rab Papa, b'chlal, it's a difficult thing, because the Gemara on Lamed Zayin seems to say otherwise. I mean, the Gemara on the Malif, I should say. The Gemara asked the Kasha, take a look at the Mishnah, the Gemara on the Mishnah. V'chim yachar v'mitam katrinan leim mu'ad eichem eshkachas lo. Had shaykh a case of mu'ad la'ariga to be chayef kofer, he had to be killed the first time. So the Gemara says, O kinds of ukimtis. So, lo and behold, notice something interesting. A few lines into the Gemara, Rav Zvid said, Kigon sh'arak shlosha behemos. Rav Zvid says, it was case of Harak Sholosh Behemos. Frag the Gemara, as Rashi understands the Gemara, Umud Lebehem Avi Mud La'adam. Elo Amr Avshimi Gosh Harak Sholosh Avdikachavim. Frag the Gemara, Umud Sholosh Avdikachavim Havi Mud L'Yisrael. No good. No, Elo Amr Shem Lakesh Gosh Harak Sholosh Avdikachavim Trefa. Umud Trefa Avi Mud L'Yisrael. So Stamazai, it's interesting, Rav Zvid himself said, seemingly Mud Lebehem Avi Mud La'adam. That's against what it says over here. Mu'ad behema, lavi mu'ad la'adam. So Tosus says that it was Zivus Choser. That's Tosus. Tosus asks. Well, Tosus on Lam Zayin. Yeah, Tosus Lam Zayin points it out. Rav Zvid said over here, mu'ad la'adam, havi mu'ad la'behema, but mu'ad la'behema is not mu'ad la'adam, and Rav Zvid said it's a kimta of that becomes a mu'ad la'adam from being mu'ad la'behema. So Tosus, and the Gemara has a kasha on it after all. But the Gemara gave a couple of ukimtis.
all of which are quoted by the Rambam, and each one of these ukimtas is knocked down, including the ukimta of Mu'ud Behema is a Mu'ud Adam, it's not true. The Gemara asked, Mu'ud Behema of Mu'ud Adam? Zok the Magi Mishnah, and the Me'iri, you'll look, you'll see the same thing I gave you, the Me'iri, that the Rambam read the Gemara differently. It's not, there's no Ella afterwards, it's not that the Gemara is asking the Kasha, the Gemara is saying matter-of-factly. In the Chinami, these are all different answers, they're all good. The Rambam goes with every answer. Zok the Magi Mishnah here. The Gemara seems to say, "B'tmiya umud le mamud adam." So he says, "Who mefarshim benichusa?" Earlier in the Magen Mishnah, the Ephesus Rabbeinu enol gores b'shnei ukimdos elu ella, who mefarshim benichusa, goy having mud le Israel. The ain ken girsas asvam shalona will pirish Rashi. But then he asks, on Harak Sholos Behemo, Zevadi Kasham and Rishonos, Vavadi B'tmiya Amar Hasam, Mu'ud Behemav, Mu'ud Adam. Because we always assume that way. So he has a harder time saying it over there by the case of Behema to Adam. But he's suggesting already what the Me'iri says, that you could read the Gemara B'nichusa. But Lamaiso, what do you do with the fact that the Rambam himself, in the earlier Perek, right, in Perek Vav, said that Mu'ud Adam is not Mu'ud Behema? And here he's saying, presumably, Mu'ud Behema, having Mu'ud Adam. So what do we make of the two Rambams? Says the Kesef Mishnah, matter-of-factly, because he says, the Magen Mishnah didn't understand the Rambam. He says, how could the Rambam have here Mu'ud Behema, Mu'ud Adam? We always say otherwise. Mu'ud Behema, not Mu'ud Adam. That had to be interpreted as a Tmiya, not as a Nechusa. Says the Kesef Mishnah, doesn't bother me at all. So the Kesef Mishnah, this statement of the Rambam, the case of Behema to Adam, is harder than the earlier. Earlier on, the Gemara could have been saying Benichusa, yeah, it's not a mu'ud for the other thing. But here, it sounds like, for sure, it's not a mu'ud to Adam. He says, no. This is the same answer as before. The Gemara is Benichusa. Mu'ud to Behema, Daphne Malef, Havi mu'ud to Adam. What we always say, that you don't become mu'ud for other things. There's a difference. What's the context over here? Mu'ud for what? For Hariga. What's the context of the earlier Rambam? Mu'ud for? Nezikin. Zog the Kesef Mishnah. So it's also Benichusa. He goes, doesn't have Ella in the Gemara. Umashi hiksha midivri rabbeinu perek vav. Umimai damra papa. Sharshu mu'ud l'min echad, enu mu'ud l'min acher. Lav klumhu, says the Kesef Mishnah. Why? The Hasam b'muad lehazik, v'hacha b'muad laharog, v'zeu shedikdek Rabbeinu lichtov hareza muad lahariga. Says the Kesef Mishnah Pshat Rambam that when it comes to nezikin, muad laadam lo havi muad lebehema, muad lemino lo havi muad l'sheino mino, muad lebehema certainly not muad laadam. No question about it. When it comes to hariga, hareza muad lahariga. Then it's different. Then the Rama holds that Mu'ud Behema avi Mu'ud Adam, so you can have a case of Chiyuv Kofar after three times killing an animal, it's a Mu'ud Adam. Comes out something interesting. So, how does our Gemara read? According to the Rambam, how does our Gemara read? Our Gemara says, you see that there's a difference between what? Adam and Behema. Yigach, yigof. What's the Pasuk talking about? The Pasuk is talking about Hariga, the Pasuk. Harigas Adam, yigof. It's Harigas Behema. What's yigach? Harigas Adam. But the Gemara is trying to say, based on that, a nafgamina, mu'ud Behema, lavi mu'ud Adam. The Rambam ignored that Gemara. So let's understand. When the Rambam holds, according to the Kesef Mishnah, Mu'ud lahariga, Mu'ud lebehema is a Mu'ud l'adam. Does that mean that it's equally hard or equally easy to kill an Adam like to kill a behema? That's a mitzius. The Gemara says, yigach and yigof, it's a lot harder to kill an Adam. So what's the pshat that when it comes to hariga, Mu'ud lebehema, Mu'ud l'adam, what's the pshat? The answer is, I would say the following, that in a chinami, it's harder. But if the animal already has crossed the threshold of killing a behema, the animal would also cross the threshold of killing an adam. And once it goes as far as it does for Ariga, for Behema, it would go the extra mile and would do it to adam too. Not as easy, harder. Adam is the Maslam. That's the Gemara here. Now the Gemara would be saying a nafgamina from this. So my nafgamina, if the Rambam holds Kedama Pashut, that when it comes to Hariga, even though it's harder to kill an Adam, but if the animal would kill a Behema, it would go ahead and kill the Adam, it would go beyond what it did. Because once it gets to a certain point of Hariga, it could do even more. It could be Horing an Adam too with the Isri Mas. So my nafgamina that the Gemara is talking about, what issue, what Indian is the Gemara talking about, that Mu'ad L'Behema Lavi Mu'ad L'Adam? Nizikin. But for that, it's only not Nogea, which Amora? Which Amora is it Nogea? To say this? Razvid. The Rama Paskin's like my papa, so he doesn't quote the Gemara. So that's the Rambam. Let me say it again. According to the Rambam, Fidek Hesem Mishnah. Let me unadrachim the Rambam, Fidek Hesem Mishnah. There's clearly a difference between killing an Adam and killing a Behema. It's harder to kill an Adam. That's what you see in the Gemara. The Gemara is using that distinction that exists for killing an Adam versus killing a Behema, not insofar as Hariga, because the Rambam holds a Maisa, Mu'ad L'Behema, Havi Mu'ad L'Adam, which will mean the following. It's harder to kill an Adam, but an animal that will kill a Behema will kill an Adam. So my nafgamina from this Mitzius, that it's harder to kill an Adam, nafgamina gabi nezikin. So the Rambam didn't quote it, because for nezikin he holds like a papa. So this Gemara is only speaking nezikin within the Shita of Rav Zvid. So the Rambam doesn't quote the Gemara. But when it comes to Ariga, the Rambam quotes Mu'ad L'Behema, Mu'ad L'Adam. But that's how the Gemara reads. Now let's suggest for Rashi something a little different, but al derech what we just said. And this will answer Rabbi Kivega's kasha, the Kivega on the Rashi. What bothered Rabbi Kivega on the Rashi? How did Rashi learn our sugya? Mu'ad L'Behema Lavi Mu'ad L'Adam means if it what? If it was Mu'ad L'Behema to do what to a Behema? To kill a Behema. Lavi Mu'ad L'Adam to do what to an Adam? Rashi learns? To kill. So Rashi has to now deal with the question, what's the case? So Rashi gives you one of the cases, like the Gemara's case, that ran away. So Rabbi Kivega, why does Rashi have to do this for? Once the Gemara's establishing it's harder to kill an Adam, Yigach versus Yigof, so just speak about a case of Nezikin. The Mu'ad L'Behema is not a Mu'ad L'Adam. Gabi Wan, Gabi Nezikin. Why does Rashi have to enter to Mu'ad L'Adam of Harigas Adam? So we thought, yeah, he's cracking the pasuk. Yeah, but why does Rashi do that? The Teretz is, because Rashi was bothered by Tosis Kasha. How does this Gemara square with which Amora? With Rav Papa. Rav Papa holds anyway, Mu'adu Adam is not Mu'adu Behema. And Mu'adu Mino is not Minu Shein Amino. So Rashi says, I'll tell you what. Because in a Chinami, our Gemara is not talking about Nezikin. But Nezikin is no Nafgamina anyway. It's not Mu'adu Shein Amino. Mu'adu Adam is not Mu'adu Behema either. But our Gemara is going to go with Rav Papa because our Gemara is talking about Hariga. And here it's going to be different than the Rambam. The Rambam assumed that if it would go beyond the threshold of killing Behema, it will go another level up beyond that to kill an Adam. It's a Mu'ad L'Hariga, it's going to kill an Adam too, even though it's harder to do Adam. Rashi will hold, no, fakir, that's the Gemara. This Gemara is telling us a chidush that even if it's a Mu'ad to kill a Behema, it's not going to yet become a Mu'ad Gabi Chiv Kofer to kill an Adam, because in fact it's harder to kill an Adam. So Rashi was forced to interpret the Gemara of Mu'ad L'Behema, Mu'ad L'Adam in terms of Hariga, not in terms of Nezikin. Rabbi Kivega wanted to know, why did Rashi do that? And he had to figure out a case that that's a Mu'ad. How could it be that it's coming to be a fourth time? Rashi talks about the case of Mu'ad, the other way around. Mu'ad L'Adam, having Mu'ad L'Behema, why you have to say Mu'ad L'Adam means killing? Rashi has to give you the case of ran away. Why does Mu'ad L'Adam in this Gemara have to mean Mu'ad L'Adam to killing? Whether it's Mu'ad L'Adam, have Mu'ad L'Behema, Mu'ad L'Behema, loving Mu'ad, why would it have to be? The Gemara, the Pasuk is talking about Hariga, but the Nafgamina that the Gemara is discussing, Mu'ad B'zeh, having Mu'ad B'zeh, Mu'ad B'zeh, loving Mu'ad, is about Nezikin. The answer is Rashi's part of Tosas Kasha. Where's our Papa going to fit with this Gemara? The Gemara is working with our Papa. The answer is that the Gemara is talking about Hariga. The Rambam will hold, and the Kesef Mishnah says that if, of course, it's harder to do Hariga of Adam from Hariga to Behema, but an animal that would be Horeg, a Behema would be Horeg and Adam too, he would go the extra mile. So the whole Gemara is only Nafkamir for Nezikin, the Rambam doesn't bring it because he owns like our Papa. Rashi holds that the Gemara is talking about Hariga. And the whole nafkamina that the Gemara is trying to say within Rapapa is that just because an animal, a shor, will kill a behema, it's not an evidence that the shor will kill an Adam. Because it's harder to kill an Adam than to kill a behema. So nafkamina is Rabbi Chiyav Kofer. And that's, Rashi wanted to learn that way because he wanted the Gemara to work with Rapapa. So it's another answer to the Kasha of Tosis. One, two, and then we have to go. Okay, go.
How do we know the other way that Rapapa holds that Hariga Mu'ad La'adam Adi Mu'ad La'behema?
How would that, what?
Where do we know that Mu'ad La'adam?
Because it's easier. Rapapa talked about Nezikin. He said it doesn't discriminate, but no, I could say simply. Because if you kill an Adam, it can kill a behema.
Is just that where they're asking the kasha because it's min m'sheino mino, and that's why. And the kasha on Mem Aleph against Rav Zvid is that it's min m'sheino mino, and then he follows that through that Adam as well and Behema shouldn't.
The Gemara is asking Rav Zvid mod lo Behema mod lo Adam, meaning it's not going to be mod lo Adam for Hariga according to Rashi. It's b'tmiya. The Gemara's kasha is b'tmiya.
What if the kasha is because it's of Eino Mino, not because of aggression.
No, the Gemara is cautious and Rav Zvid. The Gemara could ask it because of Behemoth to other, maybe. Okay, you have to work out the details more, but I'm giving you the basic outline for Rashi, I think what we could say for Rashi. Yeah.
Could the question of explain the Rambam answer the question of the Pasuk in Noach that explains that the Teva of an animal is actually scared of a person?
Maracha mechitchem, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. In other words, we saw in the Mukiyosef that there's a natural teva to be afraid of the animal. The animal afraid of the other, and that's what Hashem put into the nature. According to the Rambam, you have to say the following, that that's true. But once an animal crosses the threshold of Hariga, of Harigas Behema, you're right, the Pasuk still seems to say there's another level. Yeah, once it does it, maybe once it does it three times, it's like its nature is somewhat, you know, it's true in the beginning. Right. Yeah. I hear you. It's a good point. I want to talk about that in the Ramban Shia tomorrow. But that Ramban and Chumash about this. But, okay. All right.